You're listening to Fresh Air here on KLCC. I'm Eric Allen, and we have a special guest in our studios this afternoon. Well, singer-songwriter Martin Joseph, who has no less than 32 albums to his credit, by my count, over the past three decades or so, including his most recent one called Sanctuary. Lately, he's also founded a nonprofit organization called Let Yourself Trust, been nominated for Hardest Working Artist in the UK's Independent Music Awards, and written music a couple of years back for Parliament's Sweet Liberties Project, celebrating 800 years of British democracy. He'll be at the Wildest Theatre in Springfield this Saturday, September 23rd, in a benefit for Tsunami Books. Nice to see you again, Martin.
Eric, it's great to be here.
Well, what are you? What's the song of the moment for the mood this afternoon? What do you feel like? Just
Something that's got a weight to it, but it's been thrown at you in a light way here.
Yeah. Okay.
It's called "I Search for You." Well, the heart is a mystery. Stumble out of bed each day and struggle to be free. Stood by an ocean raging blue. A big wave cracked the sidewalk and I fell down there with you. I fell in with you. I scoured the land and the sunset glow. You think you know, my friend, you just don't know. That's why the heart is a mystery. Break it in two, you will see things you could not see before. Mm-hmm. I searched for you, found and lost you on the way. I searched for you, over the hill of a better day. I searched for you, every mile I couldn't comprehend. And I searched for you, and I'll do it again. We should only frame you in a metaphor, not cast you off in our own image anymore. Big questions etched across that great big Oregon sky, the weight and the reason of everything we'd like to know. I searched for you, found and lost you on the way. I searched for you, over the hill of a better day. And I searched for you, every mile I couldn't comprehend. And I searched for you, and I'll do it again. I saw the blessing, I saw the curse. Seen my best and I've seen my worst. Seen a little beauty and I've seen a little hate. The great indifference and a twist of fate. I've seen a lot of passion and empathy. The power and the greed of the me, me, me. Seen a lot of suffering, seen a lot of good. I felt the big life love of a neighborhood. The needle in the arm and the sadness grow. Holy in the hidden and the outcast soul. Seen a lot of surplus but in the wrong place. In the eyes of the broken, I thought I saw your face. I searched for you, found and lost you on the way. I searched for you, over the hill of a better day. And I searched for you, and I'm stranded here in a passion play. I searched for you, just give me a sign, I'll be there straight away. I searched for you, stood in line till I don't know when. I searched for you, every mile I couldn't comprehend. And I search for you. I'll do it again and again and again. Well, the heart is a mystery. Stumble out of bed each day and struggle to be free. Stood by the ocean raging. I searched for you.
Mm. Martin Joseph live in the KLCC studios with I Searched For You, the lead track on the most recent of his 32 CDs, Sanctuary. Martin Joseph live at the Wilders Theater in an acoustic performance on Saturday, September 23rd in Springfield at 7:30 p.m. Well, what do you think? Is searching a lifelong process since you brought it up by song?
I think it is. I think it is, Eric. Certainly, yeah. I'm weary of anyone who says they've arrived on that journey, you know, and sort of set up a flag and say, "Come this way, and you too can have all this in abundance." No, it's more about questions than finding any answers. So, that's what I'm kind of hinting at in that, I suppose.
So, what do you think you're searching for after all this time of music and giving and culture that you've experienced?
I don't know. I'm searching for the chance to keep doing it, I suppose. That's why I'm on your radio show, you know. It's that eternal quest to find the next gig, which I'm grateful that they come in about 170 every year, yeah. You know. But no, it's, you know, on a personal level, it's that, you know, I'm trying to still try to understand this great mystery that we walk through on a daily basis, make sense of it. The guitar helps me do that. I think the joy is in that journey and in the mystery and in the contradictions and not having a grasp of very much at all, really.
One of the things that's been a focus for you lately, as well as the songwriting, is the nonprofit foundation that you have formed called Let Yourself Trust. So exactly what is that foundation's aims?
Yeah, well, we only work with grassroots organizations around the world. So if people come to us and they've got a big, huge turnover, we tend to say, well, that's great, you're doing great work. But we focus on, often it's a small community or husband and wives who have a great passion for something that's not right in the world and are really focused on it, but they don't get the grants and they don't get the publicity. So I talk about what they're doing for 6 months from the stage, and the money that we raise in that time we simply pass on to them. So we've worked in Palestine, in the West Bank, in Guatemala, two projects in the UK, and it ranges from a homeless shelter in the UK right to an organization that facilitates severely disabled people to go to music festivals. Right now we're working in Mumbai in the slum area there. So we've managed to raise over $250,000 in 4 years and give that away, basically, across those 8 projects. And we change every 6 months. So that appeals to people. I think that an audience will trust someone that they follow or the music they like. And so when I find these projects, they trust me and they give me the money. It goes straight to those projects. And they like the fact that their money also goes across a wide variety of projects. And that it actually really gets to the need and does the job. So it's really exciting. It's a fresh initiative, and it makes me feel like some of that journey that we were just talking about is really vital and worthwhile right now.
I'm glad you continue to find vitality in this world. Essential for us to keep finding that in order to make it worth getting out of bed every day.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful. It's despite, you know, all the nonsense, I choose my words carefully, that we're witnessing right now, it's still a beautiful thing, you know, so we have to remember that and also fight for that for those that are going to come after us, etc. So all of that stuff, yeah, it's a beautiful world, but gosh, there's some pain in it too, you know.
Martin Joseph live in the KLCC studios, live at the Wilders Theater this Saturday night at 7:30 in Springfield. What's the next thing you feel like playing?
Well, you mentioned the Let Yourself Trust, and it was named after this song, which is called Let Yourself. I need you brave. I want you brave. I need you strong. Sing along. I think you're beautiful, and I'm not wrong. Even today this timeline is fine. There's enough for us to find that path ahead and let the whole thing roll on. Are you drifting away? Are you falling apart? Just let yourself be quietly drawn by the stronger call of what you really love. And let your soul, the one that you brought with you safe to this moment in time, let it whisper to the fear and let it wrestle with the noise of the night for you. If we could just step outside, look at ourselves for one moment, we might say there's a different way that we can. Don't expect to find all the answers of this world, 'cause if you could somehow and then you did tell me, who the hell would you be? Drifting away.
are you falling apart? Just let yourself be quietly drawn by the stronger call of what you really love, and let your soul, the one that you brought with you safe to this moment in time, let it whisper to that fear and let it wrestle with all the noise of this night for you. And in the midst of these moments, it's like we've never left. But there's a lifetime of returning and we're not home yet. This is not home yet. I need you brave, I want you brave, I need you strong to sing along. I think you're beautiful and for once I'm not wrong. You can bring it on, world, throw everything, 'cause in the end love wins big. And there are some of us with no intention of lying down. But if you are drifting away, it's falling apart. That's all right. You just let yourself be quietly drawn by the stronger call of what you really love. Let your soul, the one that you brought with you, safe to this moment. To this moment in time, whisper to the fear and let it wrestle with all the noise of the night. Let it whisper to that fear, let it wrestle with the noise of this night.
Martin Joseph with Let Yourself, live in the KLCC studios. The song that is titled inspires the name of his nonprofit organization, Let Yourself Trust. Martin Joseph, all the way from Wales, live in a benefit for Tsunami Books at the Wildest Theater in Springfield this Saturday, September 23rd at 7:30 p.m. It must have been an interesting perspective on history to be asked to write a song for the Parliament Project of Sweet Liberty, celebrating 800 years of democracy in one song. How do you even approach that as a songwriter?
That's a good question. Well, I asked them to sort of break it down. They said basically to commemorate the signing of the Magna Carta. And they said, we want you to write songs based on acts of Parliament since the 14th century. So I thought, wow, you know, I could hear the top 20 hits tumbling out of my guitar. But you know, it was a real privilege. We got to sort of stand in front of all this law, which is written down on something called vellum, which is goatskin, lasts for 3.5 years. And, you know, we can be cynical of the word democracy and its process. But, you know, I could pull out the role that, you know, gave women the vote. I could pull out the 1842 Act that gave that stopped women and children working underground. So it was tangible in that sense. You know, the Martin Luther King said was that the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. And I could see that. It was apparent that one step up, two steps back. But you can see how progress is made. And I felt kind of buoyed with hope for that. And I pulled out the 1946 Health Act, which was brought in by an MP by the name of Nuroy Bevan, who was a Welshman. And he introduced what we now call the NHS. And he said in 1946 that every man, woman, or child, regardless of means of race, would have access to free health care in that country for that moment forward. And, of course, that's a huge subject right now across your nation. I read even in the magazine here in Portland, that in Oregon, that, you know, there's some move to try and bring that to the state. So I sang about that. I celebrated that, and the women and doctors that work within it. So that was it. It was to put meat on the bones of what can be seen as dry law, but bring it to life to show that actually it's a privilege to live in a place where that's allowed to happen.
May we remember to be grateful in that way and other ways too.
Absolutely. So. Yeah.
Martin Joseph live in the KLCC studios and live at the Wildish Theater this Saturday evening in Springfield. You have one more tune for us this afternoon?
Yeah, this is a brand new song. I haven't played this in the States. Certainly, I just played it once or twice in the UK. It's called Here Come the Young. Based on, you know, just watching my own children and their friends, I think that the generation that's coming behind us is more open and more inclusive. And I was so buoyed by the way they got out and voted during the snap election a few months ago in the UK. So this is for that coming up army of youth that perhaps will save the day.
Here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. They might just save the day, so you best get out the way. Here come the young. Tired of all your fighting, tired of all those years, tired of blazing crosses, tired of narrow fear, tired of smelling hunger, tired of hearing lies, they're tired of this big divide, these tired girls and boys. You come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. You might just see the day, best get out the way. Here come the young, tired of assassinations, tired of military threat, tired of talk of trickle down, tired of crippling debt, tired of corporations, tired of broken trust, tired of being slaughtered, and dreams that turn to rust. Here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. Well, they might just save the day, you best get out the way. Here come the rising oceans, tired of bigotry, tired of racist leaders eroding liberty, they're tired of a lack of shame, and they're tired of failed accord of colluders in a private game, tired of law ignored, tired of their future being taken from them now. Yeah, you better watch your back, sir, cause they're coming for you now. Here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. They might just save the day, well, you best get out the way. Here come the young.
New music from Martin Joseph, live in the KLCC studios. Here come the young. He's here all the way from Wales to perform two acoustic sets at the Wilders Theatre in Springfield on Saturday, September 23rd at 7:30 p.m. in a benefit for Tsunami Books. For more on the show, wilderstheatre.com, and more on Martin Joseph at martinjoseph.net, spelling Martin with a Y. Well, is album number 33 in the works yet?
It is, actually. Yes, I'm going to start recording early next. I'm bringing out a live album about a month's time, which we recorded in the UK last year. But 33 albums doesn't mean that I'd want everyone to hear them all, Eric. You know, there's a learning curve there too. So
I was wondering how your early material sounds to you now after three decades plus.
You know, it's funny. People come up, you know, with them. They find them on eBay, you know, something I released in 82. I'm on the front looking like a young Prince Andrew or something, you know, this, with my shirt and tie. And I usually say, "Dear Bill, please take this home and destroy it." You know, so you know, it's most. You know, we all grow up, like we said earlier on at the start. It's a journey, but for most people, their journeys aren't spread across on eBay there and available for everyone to see. So, but you know, it's fine, and I'm looking forward to putting this new record out. But anything since about 89, 90 is okay. But 82 to it. You know.
Well, thank you so much for coming to join us again here in the KLCC studios.
Always a pleasure, Rick. Thanks for having me on.
Martin Joseph live at the Wilders Theatre in Springfield on Saturday evening at 7:30.